Well, I started in seventh grade with, as everybody else does. Once you get into seventh grade, if you have any of Mitch Schlepper's class, you're automatically in FFA. So I started with the greenhouse, and then after that I had woods class, and then I took another woods class. So I'm in woods four. And then I took three welding classes, and then my freshman year I became an officer. I became an officer at large. And then the years after, I was officer at large for 2 years. And then last year I was treasurer, so then this year I'm treasurer as well. All years throughout FFA I've been doing the petting zoo, fruit sales, greenhouse, you name it.
You talk about this petting zoo, this doesn't happen overnight. There seems to be a lot of planning that goes into it.
Yeah, we got to call up all the people with animals. I have a few, my buddies have a few, and then we talk to younger FFA members if they have any animals. Got to make sure they're clean, trained, halter broke, so then they don't run all over. And then last night we set up, and this morning we brought them all in and got them all feed and water. And so every year, same thing. Clean up, set up, takes about, last night it took 2.5 hours to set up, takes about 4 to 5 to clean up because you have to mop the floor and everything.
So why do an event like this? Who does it benefit? I mean, you see a lot of young kids. Why put something like this on?
Well, all the kids from school, if they're not from a farm or off a farm, and a lot of kids, like the special needs kids, get comfort with animals. Being able to pet them and be around them gives them ease, like a dog, you know, for a blind person or something like that. Animal kind of brings ease to some people. And little kids teaches them a little bit about the farm, gives them some smells and sounds other than the books, gives them a little real-life experience.
Uh-huh. Matt, did you grow up on a farm, or what's your background?
Yep, so I grew up on a dairy and hog farm. I have a goat here. I had that goat for 10 years. And then I have pigs out in the trailer. And then I have dairy cows at home. I've been milking since I could reach the pipeline. I've been feeding pigs for as long as I ever could carry a feed pail.
Uh-huh. Yep. You're going to stick in that realm, or are you going to do after high school?
So right after high school, I plan on maybe work a little bit construction and slowly take over the farm, soon to have the whole farm.
Uh-huh. Gretchen said to talk about this other community project you got going on with building some raised beds. Yep. Describe that.
Yep. So the other day we had this great idea of getting ourselves into more trouble. So we went to the Upsala Lions and had a meeting, brought some ideas of raised gardens. So we know we want to do something for the community. So then we had the Upsala Lions donate some money for raised gardens. And then we asked older people and whoever would want a raised garden from the apartments and stuff around town. And then we had Bill Krivnik into that too. He's a part of the Lions and he knows the people and he lives in apartments himself. So then we had got some donation to build some, and then we started building them. We have 5 made already, and we plan on making for sure at least 5 to 10 more, because that's how much we have in demand, and it'll probably keep growing. So we hope to keep that growing and getting gardens for the people who can't bend over all the time.
Well, I think people don't realize that the FFA, you guys are part of the community. You try and do a lot of those community things.
Yep, we try. Like I said, we try to have the petting zoo to get the community involved. We bring the stuff, our experience, to the communities to get them involved in it. And then hopefully that they can, as they grow up, they can grow into FFA and realize what agriculture is all about.
Matt, so how do you teach these younger members here on what to do? How do you kind of lead those guys along to, because they're going to be in your spot here in a couple years.
Right. So when they're younger, we try to get them in as many CDEs as they can. Like, we have horticulture, egg mechanics, you name it. So then we try to get them started, maybe one their first year, and as many one as they get older. So then they do them, and then as the younger kids, we try to have them watch an animal or something at the petting zoo. They help sell plants at the greenhouse and raise plants, seed them and everything. And then as they get older, they just kind of form into it. And they after a few years, they start to know what they have to do, and it just comes together.